driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance? Just dance.
WIRI Nakusa, the heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen, roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail, kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a cowboy,
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
Hit the trail. Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil, I hear that lobo howl and I'm bound to hit the trail. For a
from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo. They both sang the Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time a-switching flies while the Navajo watched the lazy skies. Very seldom did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by.
One day they went out walking down by the railroad track.
They were switching, not looking.
Toot toot,
they never came back. Across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low,
a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho
to the people passing by. Thank you.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo.
They both sang the Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by.
The pinto spent his time with swish and flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy skies.
Very seldom did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by.
One day they went out walking down by the railroad track.
They were switching, not looking. Toot, toot, they never came back. Now across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho
to the people passing by.
Let me tell you a tale, a good one I own, of a buckin' old bronc, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town, not earning a dime, out of a job, just spending my time, when a stranger steps up and he says, "I suppose you're a bronc bustin' man from the looks of your clothes." So I says, "Guess you're right, there's none I can't tame. If it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name."
Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan. They say he's a cayuse that's never been rode, and the guy that gets on him is bound to be throwed. Throw it off, that strawberry roan.
So I puts on the blinds, it sure was a fight. Then my saddle comes next and I screws it down tight. Then I piles on his back, and well I knew then, if I ride this old pony I'll sure earn my 10. For he bowed his old neck and he leaped from the ground, 20 circles he made before he came down. He's the worst bucking bronc I've seen on the range. He can turn on a nickel and give you some change.
Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan. He went up toward the east and came down toward the west. To stay in his middle, I'm doing my best on that old strawberry roan.
There's no fooling, I'll say, this pony can step, but I'm still sitting tight and earning a rep. When my stirrup I lose and also my hat, and I starts pulling leather as blind as a bat. And he makes one more jump, he's headed up high, leaves me sitting on air way up in the sky. Guess I turned over twice and comes back to earth, and I starts into cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan. That sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome could ride that strawberry roan.
That was the Sons of the Pioneers with the Strawberry Roan. And before that, we kicked off the show today with Across the Alley from the Alamo, Riders in the Sky, with an assist from the great Wilfred Brimley. Yes. I bet you have never heard him sing before. Welcome to Trail Tunes, everyone. We've got a lot of great songs lined up for you today. Up next, we've got a cowboy singer who had a very, very long career, sang just about every song under the sun, including this one. I'd like to be in Texas when they round up in the spring. Here's Don Edwards.
In the lobby of a big hotel in New York town one day, sat a bunch of fellers telling yarns just to pass the time away. They told of places where they'd been and different things they'd seen. Some preferred Chicago town, while others knew Orleans. In a corner, in an old armchair, sat a man whose hair's gray. He listened to them eagerly, to what they had to say. They asked him where he'd like to be. His clear old voice did ring. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. I can see the cattle grazing o'er the hills that early morn. I can see the campfire smoking at the breaking of the dawn. I hear the broncos neigh. I can hear the cowboys sing. I'd like to be in Texas for the roundup in the spring. They sat and listened carefully to the words he had to say. They knew the old man sitting there had been a top hand in his day. They asked him for a story of his life out on the plains. Slowly he removed his hat and quietly began.
Prairie, while a cow. noise of the horses, witching and sweet, is the music earth steals from iron-shod feet. No whisper of lover, no trilling of bird, can stir me as hooves of the horses have stirred. They spurn disappointment, they trample despair, and drown with their drum beats the challenge of care. With scarlet and silk for their banners above, they're swifter than fortune, sweeter than love. Of the nighttime, I hear them go by. Horses of memory thundering through, flashing white fetlocks all wet with the dew. When you lay me to slumber, no spot you can choose, but will ring to the rhythm of galloping shoes. And under the daisies, no grave be so deep for the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep. For the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep.
Wiley and the Wild West there with Hooves of the Horses. And before that, an old-time cowboy, Jimmy Wakely, with Moon Over Montana. Coming up shortly, we've got one of the forgotten cowboy singers in Dick Foran and the Sons of the San Joaquin, coming up here on Trail Tunes.
See thy face in every dream, my waking thoughts are all of thee. Thy glance is in the starry beam that falls along the summer sea. Oh, Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, the years may come, the years may go, but still the hand of memory weaves. the blissful dreams of long ago.
He's a rolling out of his sugans, his joints are stiff and cold. He don't need reminding, he's a cowboy growing old. Dons his hat and shirt and chaps, he's a-dressin' to his boots. Thanking the Lord each morning, he ain't twisting wild galoots. But he's a-running out around roundups and he knows it. Riding the brush in the prickly pear beneath West Texas skies. He sure ain't complaining, cause he chose it. To be pushing horns and a-pulling thorns until the day he dies. When Tom was young and rugged, he was gentle as a hoss. And every hand that rode with Tom revered him as a boss. He never asked for favors, and when times were at their worst, he never asked a man to do what he wouldn't tackle first. But he's a-running out of roundups and he knows it. Riding the brush and the prickly pear beneath West Texas skies. He sure ain't complaining, cause he chose it. To be pushing horns and a-pulling thorns until the day he dies. Well, he came a covered wagon from his home in Tennessee. Rode the trails to Abilene for the Grand Ole XIT. Rode the Paladura, every canyon dark and deep. Every stream and cow trail he could ride him in his sleep. But he's a-running out around the sand, he knows it. Riding the brush and the prickly pear beneath West Texas skies. He sure ain't complaining, cause he chose it. To be pushing horns and a-pulling thorns until the day he dies. Well, I saw Tom this morning, said he didn't feel too good. Asked me for a boost to Mount Old Roney if I would. He said he'd ask the Lord to let him die in his old boots and plant it deep in Texas where he had augured down his roots. But he's a-running out around the sand, he knows it. Riding the brush and the prickly pear beneath West Texas skies. He sure ain't complaining, cause he chose it. To be pushing horns and a-pulling thorns until the day he dies. To be pushing horns and a-pulling thorns until the day he dies.
He's running out of roundups. That was the Sons of the San Joaquin. And before that, we started the set with Sweet Genevieve, Dick Foran at his best. Coming up next, we got the man who called himself the original singing cowboy. Jules Verne Allen was his name. He was an actual cowboy, wrote songs, sang them, and was from Waxahachie, Texas. I guess you can't get much more cowboy than that. Here he is singing his tune alongside the Santa Fe Trail.
Say, part, have you sighted a schooner? Way out on the Santa Fe Trail. They made it here Monday or sooner, with a water keg tied on the tail. There was Daddy and Ma on the mule seat, and somewhere along by the way was a tow-headed gal on a pinto, a janglin' for old Santa Fe. Oh, a janglin' for old Santa Fe. I seen her ride Arroyo, oh yeah, way back on the Arkansas sand. With a smile like an acre of sunflowers and a little brown quirt in her hand, she mounted her pinto so airy and rode like she carried the mail. And her eyes near set fire to the prairie, alongside of the Santa Fe Trail. Oh, alongside of the Santa Fe Trail. Oh, I know a gal down by the border that I'd ride to El Paso to sight. I'm acquainted with the high-flying order, and I sometimes kiss some gals goodnight. But, Lord, they're all fluffles and beaten, and afternoon tea by the pail, compared to the sort of stampeding that I got on the Santa Fe Trail. Yo-ho. That I got on the Santa Fe Trail. I don't know her name on the prairie. When you're hunting one gal, it's some wife. Oh, it's shorter from hell to Hillary than it is on the Santa Fe Rise. But I'll maybe make plumbers by sundown, where a camp may be made in the swale. And I'll come on a gal with a pinto, camp alongside the Santa Fe Trail. Yo-ho, camp alongside the Santa Fe Trail.
Next door neighbor shuts her kitchen blinds. Up on the moonlit rise, Joe Jack sleeps outside on an old gunny sack filled with soda cans. Out across the lawn, do cats have their fun? Thank you.
his servant to the town where she did dwell in, saying, Master dear, has sent me here, if your name be Barbara Allen. Then slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she went to him, and all she said when she got there, young man, I think you're dying. Oh, don't you remember when we were in the tavern, you drank a health to the ladies there, and you slighted Barbara Allen. He turned his face unto upon him. The more she looked, the more she grieved. She bursted out to crying, saying, pick me up and carry me home, for I feel like they buried Willie in the old churchyard, and Barbara in the new one. From Willie's grave there grew a rose, from Barbara's a green briar. They grew and grew to the old church wall, and could not grow no higher. And there they died in a true love knot, the rose bush and the briar.
Ah, the marvelous harmonies of the Everly Brothers with Barbara Allen. And before that, we heard the smooth tones of Fernando Ortega and When the Coyote Comes. It is time to step aside, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're looking at another old cowboy, Herb Jeffries, and the Beatles. Going to want to stay tuned for that right here on Trail Tunes on WIRI.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you a military veteran? Did you serve in a war, campaign, or expedition on foreign soil or water? Were you on active duty in the National Guard or a reserve force? If this is you, Wisconsin Rapids Buckley Baldwin, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534, would like to meet you and honor you. They meet every month on the third Thursday at 6 p.m. for fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. If you have any questions, please call 715-600-0401. You can join as a member of the Veterans Service Organization that does so much to secure the benefits and recognition for veterans and their families and supports the communities we call home. Join the VFW today and thank you for your service.
CBS News Special Report. In the popular spring break destination of Fort Lauderdale, a portion of a crane being used for a building under construction falls onto a bridge in the city's downtown. Fire Chief Stephen Golan.
One of the workers was had fallen with the load off of the side of the building and succumbed to those injuries.
And Chief Golan says three people have been injured. He says it happened while workers were adding sections to the crane to elevate it as the building goes up. He says of the platform piece that fell.
Crews located the section of the crane on the bridge span. At the time, it was an open intersection with vehicles passing both north and southbound lanes.
CBS's Joan Murray reports.
And a part of the crane that fell on the bridge left a hole, and it will be up to structural engineers to fix it. It will be closed until then.
Federal worksite safety officials have been contacted and the Coast Guard has responded. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona!
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. on Friday, April 5th. The meeting will take place in room 114 at the courthouse. Have you received a call from our local sheriff's department saying they need to discuss an urgent legal matter with you? This is very likely a scam call. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is warning they've been notified of people receiving this kind of call. The caller states they are a staff member with the Wood County Sheriff's Department and need to discuss an urgent legal matter. The Sheriff's Department is reminding people that they will never ask for payment, gift cards, or cryptocurrency to resolve a matter. Also, never give out financial information or detailed personal information over the phone. They advise you to hang up if something feels off and contact them at a known published number for dispatch to verify the call. That number is 715-421-8701. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, a low in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, warmer, highs to the upper 40s. And we'll continue to see warming Saturday, sunny and low 50s. Showers move into the area Sunday, high upper 40s. It's 39 right now.
There's a lot of A's in Alabama, and a lot of E's in Tennessee. So many I's in Mississippi, it's true, but not the I's I want to see. They all know in Oklahoma, my heart is Texas to a T. Georgia's got a bushel full of peaches, Florida a pocket full of keys. There isn't any doubt I love the folks down south. They've always been so good to me, but I'm never too far from that old Lone Star. My heart is Texas to a T.
Rocky Raccoon. Rocky Raccoon. He was a fool unto himself, and he would not swallow his foolish pride. Mind you, coming from a little town in Minnesota, it was not the kind of thing that a young guy did when a fellow went and stole his chick away from him. Now Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancies. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. And Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew first and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Da 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 sminking of gin,
sminking,
proceeded to lie on the table. He was really sminking of gin, and it did him in the end. Poor Doc. Meantime, back on the table, yeah, the doctor said, "Rock, you met your match, son." Rocky said, "It's only a scratch, son. I'll be better soon. You better be better soon," said the doc. "Come on, son, gotta get hip, gotta get up, gotta get back to your gun. Gotta go and show that daddy boy." However, Rocky Raccoon fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out and left it no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival. Rocky Raccoon, hey.
Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles. Now, that was a different version from the one that they had on the White Album. That was from Anthology 3. I love the introduction at the beginning. And before that, Herb Jeffries with Texas to a T. We have the Singing Cowboy up next, and later on, the owner of the California Angels. I didn't bring that up for any reason other than that I like baseball. But here he is with how he made his money, Gene Autry with The Hills of Wyoming.
Friends, the great state of Wyoming is one of the strongholds of the old traditional West. Famous for its historical landmarks, its wide open spaces, and prosperous ranches. And the Cheyenne frontier days, a gathering of ranchers and cowhands from all over the country. So it's only fitting that our cowboy classic for today is In the Hills of Old Wyoming. Let me ride on a trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming. For it's there where my heart's at home. In the night, let me rest with the blue sky for my ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes a-stealing from the hills where my heart's at home. Wake with a song.
Wake with a song.
Wake with a sun.
Wake with a sun. Saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done.
Let me ride on the range where a man has to and the dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming,
in the hills of old Wyoming.
When the cattle are prowling and the coyotes are howling under the western sky, cowboys are singing, their spurs are a jingling as down the trail he rides.